And so it is, dear Shambhu. Dear family, that we welcome you home. We welcome you back to the energy of who you are. We welcome you back to this space that together we have created so often. Where we, Shambhu, all of us, those who are Shambhu in human form, those who are Shambhu on this side of the veil, where we sit and gather and enjoy each other. That is always a bit overwhelming and emotional for I, Tobias, to come in like this. It takes me a few moments for me to do my breathing. When I do, it is not the oxygen that I breathe in like you humans do, but it is all the senses that I open up. So I can truly feel you. So I can hear you. So I can sit next to you and enjoy these precious moments that we have together. Indeed, welcome home to this wonderful place, this center that you have here. Yes, we have been here before and we love the energies. We and you can adapt our energies to any environment. Whether we are sitting outdoors in a gathering of Shambhu, whether we are sitting in one of your rather sterile hotel ballrooms, in a home, anywhere, we can all adjust our energies. Indeed, you can sit in the middle of one of the most impoverished and negative and dark areas, and dear friends, you do not have to let it affect you. You do not have to send out beams of light to change the environment. You simply sit in it. You know, we think it is somewhat amusing, humans who create these shields around them, surround yourself with the light, you say. We say, take down the walls. You can sit. You can be and live anywhere and not have it affect you. That is what we call compassion. Compassion, true understanding for the journey of others, for the journey of yourself. You can sit in the darkest of the dark, in the most fearful of places. You do not have to create shields. In your own right now, Shambhu, you are illuminators. You glow. You shine. You send forth an energy and a new energy. Whether you consciously realize it or not. When you go to a grocery store now, you go to a crowded public place, you do not have to put up the defensive walls. You simply have to be in the moment. What you would consider negative, dark, or any other type of imbalanced energies, they pass right through. They do not have to affect you. They pass right through. When you put up these barriers and these walls of protection that you have done in the past, it also keeps the energies from coming to you. You put a wall around yourself. You shield yourself so that you can no longer feel, you can no longer sense. It was appropriate indeed as you were learning about who you are and about the God within that yes, at one point you created these barriers. But dear friends, this is now a new energy. Indeed, in the months ahead, we will be telling you things, specific things that will seem to be in contradiction to things we have said before or to other information you have heard from other channels. Why? Because it is a new energy. It is changing rapidly. You are changing. There are some here today connecting, some here sitting in the chairs. You are trying to find us right now. you're saying something feels different. Perhaps I'm not in my right space. Perhaps there is something I'm not doing, a ceremony I should have done before I sat down. Some of you may be saying, I forgot to sage the room, therefore I cannot connect like I used to. Dear friends, the reason why you are not connecting like you have in the past is because you've changed and we've shifted. The energy is in a different spot now. Learn to get accustomed to this. Learn to get accustomed to constant shifts and changes. Learn not to go back to the old ways. Honor them. They served you well. The energy that we bring in today comes yet in a different place. Imagine a fine tuner within yourself. Now tune that knob like you would tune a radio station. Adjust it to a higher frequency. We can come in differently now at this higher frequency because you are in a higher consciousness. When you say it felt different last month or the month before, what is wrong here? Take a moment now. Allow yourself to come to this higher frequency to meld with us. There is a wonderful metaphor here also. We have been in this hall here before, this wonderful center with the fireplace and the kitchen and the creaky wood floors. We have been here. But like so many of you have noticed today, when you come back to an old place, it looks and it feels different. It is different for you because you have changed. You will find this metaphor very appropriate in this coming year. You will revisit old places, but they will be different. Notice what happens when you go back to an old place, when you are called back there to do work. We know Kalinda, he worries so much. He worried that coming back to this hall, to this place, was perhaps a step down. Dear friends, it is an evolution. It is a cycle. You will all find yourself going back to old places or meeting old people in this year. But it will be different. Literally. In your new consciousness, you change. You change the energies and even the look and the feel of the old. So when you are called back to the old for one reason or another, understand, it really won't be old. It will be new. It will be new in so many ways. We are delighted to be here in this place, in such warm energies. We even don't so much mind this bar stool. We find it somewhat comfortable. And there are times here where we will be standing. We will be standing as we talk to you. There will be times too when we may even ask to roam the aisles a bit. And we know all the volunteer workers are panicking now. Oh, Tobias, what have you put on us now? Roaming the aisles. But there will come a time quite soon after we get some of these humans over their concerns. We would like to come and touch you. Touch you as we talk. We would like to come and sit in the chairs with you as we talk. The logistics will be figured out. Dear friends, it is different now also because these changes to the grids, these last adjustments have been made. That opens the way for you to fully accept and to own and to integrate your divinity. There are changes that you can feel that have taken place in these last few weeks of time. There are many changes in this year ahead. I have a message for you today about that. We'll get into that in just a moment. But now, let us bring in a very dear friend of mine, one who, indeed, I invite to my here cottage. We sit and have long chats. We talk about what it was like to be in human form. Yes, indeed, we do smoke a few of our human-style cigars, and we kick back, and we share stories. We ask you all to feel the energy of this one that we bring in as our honored guest on this day. He will be much more present than he has lately. Feel it in the breath. Feel him in your senses. Clear the mind, dear friends. It comes from the heart. Don't even try to put a word to it. Just feel. You do not need to attach a name, but feel the energy of this dear friend. Come in. He comes in with the color violet, with the ray of violet. He has worked with all of you before. He's been very present on Earth 20, 30 years ago, but he's been away for a while. Indeed, those who are feeling him right now will recognize this energy as our dear friend, Saint Germain. Such a good friend of mine, as I said, we spend many hours talking about human, for he walked as a human also. Saint Germain, the master of alchemy, the master of change. Saint Germain, the one who stepped out, who did not conform, but said there is a better way here on earth, who experimented and practiced, went above and beyond. Saint Germain, in a sense, went through a type of his own ascension process while he was on earth, learned how to, not to say, glide between lifetimes, to meld lifetimes together, learned how to break down the barriers of remembering from one lifetime to the other. Dear Saint Germain, has been such a part of your journey in these past years, but mostly when you were in your dream state, when you came back to visit us at night. He has been away from the earth realms for a while, doing other work, doing work with you on the new earth, also preparing for this time now, preparing his energy so he can once again walk closely with all of you. The energies of Saint Germain have stayed away for a while until this time when the bridge were completed, until this time, dear friends, when you could truly own your divinity. He comes in now, so happy to be here, so happy to, in a sense, be with all of you in a remembrance of his own human journey. He will be coming back many times this year to visit. He will be visiting you directly. His energy will come in directly, no longer in a sleep state, but when you are wide awake. So we ask you to take a moment here. Record this feeling that you have of Saint Germain. Some of you may see colors. Some of you may have sensations on your body. Some of you, it may just be a knowingness. But remember this, because Saint Germain says that he will come. He will come to you in your waking state. He will encourage you when you're going through some of the difficulties. He will remind you that all the solutions are already in hand. So it gives us great pleasure to have this guest here on this day. Let us talk for a moment about where we are, where you are now, how we see the direction of things heading on your planet Earth, particularly in this year. These are not prophecies. These are not predictions. What we are talking about is things that we see from our perspective we would like to share with you to help you understand what the world is going through, where you are in relationship to these things, to help you understand so these things do not need to affect you so much. With the final adjustment of the grids and the potential of empowerment for all humans, this creates a challenge for so many, a challenge of duality. Perhaps they do not know within their conscious mind that they have the potential for empowerment, but they, these humans all around the world, are feeling something, and it is uncomfortable at times. It is like hearing the constant knocking at the door, but not wanting to acknowledge it, but yet knowing that it's there. You know what we're talking about. All of you had this prior to your awakening, this feeling of unrest, this feeling of not being at ease, the feeling that something was going to happen, but not knowing what. This was part of your awakening process. This was, in a sense, the trumpet of Gabriel calling you to your awakening. Now, all across your world, so many other humans are feeling this. Even if they are not churchgoers or spiritual people, they are feeling that something has changed. This feeling, this, in a sense, this agitation, is actually intensifying duality right now. And it will do this for the next number of years. Duality will intensify. You do not need to participate in it. You do not need to be affected by it. But you will see it in the others. We've talked about this before when we said, you have gone through a difficult, challenging process of your own ascension, of walking into the new energy. But you had tools and you had each other. Now there's a whole new wave of humans who will be going through this process. They do not have the type of backgrounds that you do. They do not have the understandings, and they certainly don't have other people around, at least not right now, until they make connection with you, the teachers. So with duality intensifying this year, obviously, you will see, the potential of war building up, and when it cools down in one area, it will pop up in another. Areas that have been peaceful for a while now will come into conflict. You see, it is much like what you went through. There are old energies that needed to be cleared. So they will come up to the surface to be acknowledged. That is why we say to you, dear Shamba, it is not appropriate to pray for peace. It is appropriate to be in your own peace and to illuminate that to the world. But you know, there are certain conflicts, old energies that need to come to terms with each other. There is the talk of war now in Iraq. And you see how this is creating a commotion all over the world. There is intense saber rattling. There are powers, there are forces that would like to see the war. There are others that do not want to see that. What we see is that there will be some last minute negotiations here to cool things off. But dear friends, they will pop right back up. If they do not pop back up in the Middle East, it will come in some other part of the world. You will see conflicts flaring and then cooling down, flaring and then cooling down. And some might actually cause engagement and might actually cause battle. It does not have to be that way. These conflicts can be resolved with openness, with great truth. Do you know what that is like? You've had these conflicts within yourself. You, in a sense, are a microcosm of what is happening in the world. These conflicts popped up within you. At times you tried to settle them down. You tried to ignore them at times. We saw you running. You did not want to face the situation within yourself. Sooner or later you had to address it. Sooner or later you had to come to terms with it. So this will be a most interesting year with these things happening. In your finances, the same as last year. More roller coaster, more up and down. Not a good time to be playing the stock market. For those who ask for stock tips, not a good time. And there are many of you who do. Far too many. If I could buy a four, St. Germain was back on earth right now. This is one form of gambling that we would stay away from. Now, in the world of your economy, your business, and your finances, this phenomena that you have been seeing lately, the largest of the large corporations coming down, it will continue also. It will continue not just in this place of the United States, but all over the world. In a sense, these companies get so large, they cannot even handle their energies anymore. In a sense, they implode by their own choosing, so they can break into smaller pieces. You see, there is a certain quotient of energy that is appropriate, whether it is in a country, or a company, or anything else. And then it gets too large and it needs to come back into smaller pieces. The smaller pieces can be more effective sometimes than the whole. So this will continue in your world also, but it will find its way all over the world and won't just be in the United States. In the churches, dear friends, we have talked about before, they will continue to go through their situations also. We've talked at great length. We do not need to go into detail once again, but there will be more controversy this year in the churches. There will be great changes of leadership in some of the major churches as a result of the controversy, also as a result of certain leaders, not having the strength to go through these large shifts of consciousness. So there will be great changes in your churches. And when you see this, do not panic. Understand that it is all appropriate. We talked about this quite some time ago in this very room when we said the walls will come tumbling down. And we were not just talking about the churches. The walls will come tumbling down. It is part of the transformation. Saint Germain knows so much about transformation, transmutation of energies, and understands that sometimes there's such a buildup that the walls need to come down so that it can be rebuilt in a different way, in a new way. So dear friends, there are so many things that will be happening in your world this year. There will be great advances that will be announced, scientific advances and technology advances, more than what you have seen in recent years. So it is interesting to note that while one area, the area of businesses and churches and politics, are going through great transformation, many changes, many walls come tumbling down. On the other hand, science and technology will take huge leaps forward. You will hear about announcements in medicine of problems that have been plaguing humans for years now. It will take a while to finish up the testing, the certification that is required. But your doctors and scientists will announce new understandings. We ask you to look at that when you see that in the papers. When you ask, how is it that this could have been developed? How is it that the answer could have been so simple and was overlooked for all these years? I want to tell you, It is because the work that you and other humans on the spiritual path have been doing. We've said to you before, it is not about you anymore. You're going through all these processes within. You are changing consciousness. You are raising consciousness. What happens when you raise consciousness? It expands outwards. You illuminate a new level of consciousness to the whole world. Then, when your scientists, when your engineers, when all of your leaders go to do their work, your consciousness change has changed everything and allows them now to come to new understandings, new discoveries. One of our favorites and inventors, the one you call Thomas Edison, surrounded himself somewhat unknowingly by those who held a very high level of vibration and energy. When he was doing his inventing and his experimenting, he literally drew off of that high consciousness and came to understandings and realizations he could not have otherwise had. When you hear about these great advances in science this year and in technology, give thanks to yourself for the work you are doing. You are changing the vibration and enabling others to do their work in a new and different way. Do you see the effect that you have on the world? Speaking of science, dear friends, let us talk for a moment about human cloning. We want you to take particular note of this in this year. We want you to take note of what is happening right now. We want you to keep a very open mind about it, for it is not necessarily what you or anyone else thinks. Do you find it interesting that it was a group of, spiritual seekers on their own path that were able to meld technology, science, with spiritual arts? Yes, indeed, we know that, they could do a better PR job. But even with that, there is a plan behind it. There is a plan behind it. You will see it unravel here in the weeks and months ahead. It took someone on the leading edge, on what normal humans would call the fringe edge. These ones, these aliens, they are indeed making contact in the outer realms. They are indeed making contact with the aliens. What they have not realized yet, some of them, is that it is them from the past. Indeed, they are working with starseed. Indeed, they are working with very interesting energies in their experiments. But dear friends, it takes someone with a very open mind. Perhaps they're considered a bit unbalanced, but it took that to go to this next level. It took the meld of spirit and science together. We can tell you now that they will be put down in the scientific community and in the media. And we can tell you right now that what they have come up with is a beginning. They have an understanding of the basic issues that are even at levels beneath, levels simpler than your DNA. They did this by allowing their minds to expand and then putting it to practical application. They did this by surrounding themselves with high vibrations, in a sense also tapping into your vibrations. They will be put down by the scientific community. The scientific community has to put it down because they didn't invent it. But what will happen as a result of this is there are some of these scientists who will realize behind the scenes that they were really onto something. Something so simple that had been overlooked. Now, let us talk even about the philosophical issue of cloning. We know there is much controversy We know there will continue to be, and the ones who will speak out against it are dear friends, the religious leaders. They do not believe that you are God. They stand at the pulpit, and they do not believe that you are God. They do not believe in the meld of science and spirit and the fact that you can create great things. What is happening here with this cloning is also something that will be worked on intensely on the new earth. You see, the principle is simple. You are not your body. You are spirit. When you choose to leave this physical body and this new potential that is coming up with cloning, you can clone yourself. You can go from one lifetime to the next without having to go through the whole traumatic birth process. If you want to stay on this earth, you do not have to go through this long and rather painful cycle to get back here. You can just hop back into a new body. Dear friends, there are those that misunderstand. You are not cloning spirit. You are simply cloning biology. There are those who do not understand that life is eternal, but yet you can change the vehicle that you walk through life with very easily. It is coming. It is coming. There is much to learn yet. These early clones have, how to say, many imperfections, but it is coming. It is coming. We talked about the new earth and said you can go into biology and then back out of it. It's also going to be possible here on earth. There will be clashes with the forces that do not want to see this. They are afraid. They are afraid because it will mean having to revise and change or throw out the old books. They do not want to do this. They are in such fear. That is why we have spent so much time talking to you, Shambra, telling you, you are the new teachers. It is time for you to step up. Now, what we are saying here is in this year and in the years ahead, you will continue to see duality intensify all around you. But now, dear friends, you are in a new place. You can look at it with new eyes. You do not have to be affected by it like you were before. You can be in a place of understanding and compassion. Compassion, realizing that there are so many humans still playing the game of duality. So many games that they are enjoying playing. It is not about you anymore. Now, in a sense, it will be difficult for you in this next year if you are always looking on the outside for the answers, if you are always trying to find someone or something to give you the answers. You've now stepped into a new era for yourself. There are no more excuses. The grids have been adjusted. You have gone through an intense process over the years. There are no more excuses and no more waiting. It is here now. Your divinity is here now. It is in you. Is around you. It is you. We have become somewhat distressed when we see that there are others saying, but wait for the next thing. You have to wait for the year 2012. We have another 10 years of waiting. Those who say you must wait for March 3rd, 2003. Those who say that you must wait for some alignment of the planets. How is this something? Something, I was saying, Kaudra calls it a spiritual carrot that is always held out there. More work needs to be done before you can become empowered. Dear friends, That is appropriate for those who want to follow that. That is appropriate, and there will be many who follow that path. Because in a sense, they do not want to take the responsibility right now. They want to have another reason for delay. They want to have another date on the calendar to procrastinate the inevitable. And the inevitable is, you are divine. You are God also. But dear Shamba, you are different. That's why we are here. And that is why Saint Germain comes back now, much stronger than ever, back to the earth realms. He's been away for a while. He comes back now to work with those who are ready to be divine and express their divinity. No excuses. No more grid changes. No more planet alignments. No more waiting for the UFOs to land. Nothing. Nothing. You are divine now, in this moment. You bestow that on yourself, and we acknowledge it. There are no guides from this point forward. There are no others that are going to do it for you. Oh, indeed, there are many, many of us here, such as Saint Germain, Yeshua, Metatron, and all the others. But we are here to encourage you. We are here to sit with you from time to time, to encourage you, to talk to you, to give you our perspective. But it is up to you. It is time, dear friends, plain and simple, it is time for you to be your own guide. For you to be your own guide. Self as guide. We look at you now and we see an angel and a God that is so ready, that has all of the tools to go forth. We see an angel and a God that does not need to give their power away to anyone or anything. We see an angel and a God who has gone through much challenge and difficulty to get to this point. You wonder what comes next. It doesn't matter. It will come to you appropriately. And when it does, understand that you have all of the tools. All of the tools. Don't call on us in that time of fear. Call on yourself. Oh, we will be there, but we cannot do it for you. Now, dear friends, we want to point out something that ties into what we have been talking about in terms of your own science and technology. The best answers are the simplest ones. And you wonder sometimes why you didn't recognize them before. It's because they were so simple. You were overlooking them. The divinity, the God that you are, is so simple, but yet you try to make it so complex in your mind. It's so simple. It is there right now. You test your powers at times. You say, if I am God also, then why can't I create grand abundance for myself? Why can't I heal my body? Why can't I read the thoughts of other humans? Dear friends, you are putting your energies in the wrong place, indeed. In the end result, you're not putting the energies in the moment. When you focus on abundance, surely you will have abundance problems. When you are always worried about a relationship, when you are worried about your health, you will always have those as problems. It is about, as we have talked about, as we have talked about with you so often, being in the moment, being in the now. Your God self, your divinity, comes in the simplest of ways. It takes care of everything. Everything. You take care of everything in your life. You will be surprised how easy it is to allow your divine self to come through and provide the divine answers. How easy it is. No more stressing in the mind. No more struggling with things. Your divinity is you. In a sense, it has been away from you and separated from you for the longest time. As God's self has been, in a sense, has been away from you. You have not been able to connect to it. But it is here now, coming in with so much love and compassion for you. Coming in with the compassion at the deepest levels. Dear friends, when there is a challenge in your life, when there is a challenge, understand that you have already solved the problem. Your divine self has already solved it. When there are difficulties in your life, do not panic. Understand that the solution is already there. It is within you. You are your own guide. This divinity wants to take care of you, wants to be with you, wants to handle everything. It requires that you let go of the old ways of handling problems. Let go, as we say, release and allow. It will come forth. So many of you have had dreams in these recent months and years, intense, beautiful dreams. Some of you may recall bits and pieces of the dreams, perhaps just a feeling, but in the dream, you met the most loving, beautiful, compassionate, and understanding being ever imaginable. In the dream, you were traveling down the road, or you were sitting in your house, or driving along, or at a party, and you met a being, another person, another entity, who radiated such light that nearly caused you to fall to your knees, who radiated such compassion and love. And in the dream, you knew that you knew this being, but you did not know how. You knew that you were meant to be together and to share life together, but you did not know when. And a great sadness swept over you because you could not imagine yourself away from this grand being. It was the love of your life that you had always been seeking. It was the soulmate, the twin flame. It was the incomplete part of yourself, or so you felt. And in the dream, you felt the intense love and the intense connection, and you never wanted to let go, but the moment you thought that, you started slipping away, started fading, and you were screaming and crying, feeling you were going back into darkness, back into loneliness, losing the connection with this greatest love that you have ever felt. We know you have been there. We've watched you in your dreams. We've shed a few tears knowing how difficult it was for you to meet your true self, your divine self, to touch and to feel that energy and then have it slip away. Dear friends, you were taking those dreams to prepare yourself, to prepare your body, your mind, your emotions. You were taking those trips in your dreams to prepare that part of yourself to come into your world. That part of yourself is here now. It is here within you. It is the grandest love. It is the greatest compassion. It is your soulmate in a way because it is you, the part that was not able to come in. It is you. We hate to even use the term that it is separate. It is you. Feel this. Feel this now in your being. Thank you, Gaia, right on cue. This divine self is you, it always has been. comes in now. It comes in to be such a part of you. It wants to share in a way it never could before. You will find now that as you rely on yourself for your guide, that as you stop looking outward, as you stop looking for external baits that keep you from being divine, you will find that this divine self truly takes care of every need. You, God, truly take care of every need that you have. The abundance will flow into your life. Your health will return. Your relationships will come to you appropriately. When you do not focus on them, when you live in the now, when you are divine. Dear friends, life will have its challenges, but as we have said, it's not about you. You will see conflict all around you. You will be called to new places. You will be called to different types of work. Remember, it's not about you. Remember that in every situation you are involved in, you, God, have already come up with the answer. Get out of that human brain, the one that is in fear and panic. Sit in the middle of difficult situations and watch how divine solution unfolds in your life. It will unfold in your life. Take a pause at a moment. Remind yourself of who you are. Stop fretting. Stop calling on us to solve it for you. Take a deep breath. Be in the moment. And watch how the solution unfolds. And remember, it will not be necessarily the answer you thought it would be. Keep an open mind. It will come from a different place, much like the energy of today comes from a different place. We are back in an old place here, but the energy comes in different. That is what so many of your experiences will be like. It will come in different. There is a tendency when there are difficulties around or within you to panic. You try to come up with all sorts of schemes and plots and plans. One of our favorites is humans who think they have to think in an exact specific way. Good thoughts only allowed here. Does not work anymore, dear friends. Be in the midst of whatever is going on in you and around you. Allow your divinity with the greatest compassion and love to come in. Oh, and dear friends, you will see how the solution unfolds in the most beautiful way that makes your old way of thinking seem so hard and cruel and cold. The new solutions, they will be beautiful. They will be beyond what you ever thought was possible. They will be in the new energy. No more excuses, Shanta. No dates in the future that you have to wait for. No beings who will come to you. It is now. The grid adjustments was the final thing. No more. You are your own guide. The answer is within every one of you. Individually, there is not one who we are talking to today who we are missing. It is within you. It is within you. Stay in the moment. Breathe in. Understand you are God also. Watch the new solutions unfold. And then share with other Shamba. Share what you are learning. Share about this new thing called the divine solution. Share how you are empowered in your life. Share how you are learning more and more each day. Our message today is simple. temple. You are your own divine guide from here on. You have the power within you. No more excuses. Unless you want there to be. Now, it is time for you to talk. It is time for the shroud. It is time for all of you to gather your energies together. We will take a moment here for Kovia to shift, and then you will hear from yourself. We are Shambra, and we are family. We are one voice, and we are many. We gather as family in such a lovely place with such beautiful angels. All of us somewhat wide-eyed. Some of us wondering where this divinity is. But we as Shambra are willing to let it come forth in our life. We as Shambra are willing to let go of the old ways of handling challenges. We are willing to let our divineness come through. We're willing to learn new ways now. Causes a bit of unrest and unease within us. But we can feel the truth of what Tobias and Saint Germain are talking about. We know what they were talking about, that it is truly time for us to be divine and to do our work. It is here. We've been waiting long enough. Sometimes we thought it would never come. Other times we wished it would never come. But we realize it is here now. We are ready to do our work. As Shambra, we realize there is something that we need to look at and address. It is drama. Drama. We have all been going through it lately. In a sense, we don't know another way. We have become so embedded in drama that we think that everything in life is about drama. As Shambra, we know drama can be fun, but it can also deprive us of energy, take energy away from us, valuable energy that we need. As Shambra, we realize that we no longer have to get involved in dramas. Our families try to pull us into it. At work, we are always pulled into someone's drama. We get pulled into drama about world events. We get pulled into drama about things within ourselves, about our own issues of self-worth. We get into our own health dramas. Why is that negative dark energy invading my body? I must go annihilate it. I must wipe it out with light and good stuff. But in a sense, we have not understood what to do if there was no drama. There seems to be such a void if there is no drama. So as Shambra now, we recognize that we do not need to participate in other people's dramas, but yet we can be fully involved in living. Stepping out of drama does not mean that we have to be neutralized, that we cannot have fulfillment and enjoyment. We simply don't have to get into the dramas. The drama is what Tobias talks about in the lesson of the short wall. But it is being in our own place of peace. When we are also in a place of total compassion for others and their journey, whether they're having a difficult life or a wonderful life, whether they're going into self-destruct, whether they're in great pain, or whether they are totally being fulfilled in life, we have compassion for them. When we have total compassion for our fellow man and women, we do not need to get involved in drama. We understand the game that they are playing, and we love them for it. And we have compassion. With our own families, drama has been a way of life for them, for us. Oh, they know how to hit our buttons and get us right in there. And then we have a wonderful game going with all of us. They feel bad when we are on the outside, when we're not getting involved. They think there's something wrong with us. They think we are strange when we do not want to play the family drama game. But in a sense, we have been sitting over in the corner saying to ourselves, I will not be in drama. I will not be in drama. I will not be in drama. When now we can be in the midst of their drama, but we can be in a very peaceful space, a very compassionate space. We will know what to do in the moment. We do not have to prepare our script for when we go home, what to think, what to say. We will be able to smile at them and enjoy what they are doing because we are in such great compassion. Being in a place of compassion is also being in a place of peace, knowing that we don't need to change a thing, that they are being completely appropriate, that they are learning about who they are with what they are doing. Being compassionate means we can be peaceful, means we do not need to be spending great energies trying to play the drama game or trying to get them not to play the drama game. Being compassionate means being peaceful. Being peaceful means that we retain the integrity of our own energy for ourselves. It also means that we have the energy then to be there to serve them when they are ready. Some of them, as we know, will never be ready. Others will see how we stand in this place of love and admiration and compassion for them and can enjoy the entire experience. And they will come to us wanting to know how to make their life peaceful also. But at Shambhu, we recognize that now as we move out of the old ways and we move into the new energy, we need to recognize drama for what it is. We need to recognize that we no longer need to play that game. We recognize that even though life without drama seems a bit boring, that in the new energy we find there is a new fulfillment, a new understanding, and a new joy that makes drama look like such a childish game. So we tell ourselves today, see drama for what it is. Understand that we don't need to play it unless we want. And know that we should have compassion for all of the others. And through compassion, dear friends, we can love them. We can let them play their games. But we don't have to be affected. It is time to replace drama. Replace it with fulfillment and joy and true compassion for what the others are doing. And so it is. Now, I had Tobias return for a moment. I do like standing. Soon we will be walking. Dear friends, you will find it in a different place within you now. You will find it in a different place, and it will be within you. All of the answers. We are so excited, and Saint Germain in particular, for he understands alchemy and change and transformation. And that is what you have gone through. He is so excited. I, Tobias, am so excited knowing as you be in the present, in the moment, fully integrated, the solution will appear before you, not given to you by us or any outside being, but given to you by yourself. When you recognize this, then you will understand what we have been talking about now for several years. You'll understand what we say. We're saying, you are God also. You'll understand how simple it is and how complex you've been trying to make it. But dear friends, until you came to this point in consciousness, you couldn't even recognize it. Much like the scientists who are working on new technologies and new inventions, they couldn't see it until the consciousness was raised to a certain point. We will return in a few moments to answer your questions, to talk with you, to enjoy our time together. In the meantime, eat, enjoy, and stay out of drama. Dear friends, you are never alone. You never were alone. Your own God self was always there, and so it is.